The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests weird. And do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Lofty Crown TV.
Well, no,
this
you
show
know
is
what?
Intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
That they have.
It's an even smaller place.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's as big as you want it to be.
Yeah.
But if you put yourself in a bubble, or you put yourself in a box, I think that's probably a better way to put it. If you put yourself in a box where you say, because I have all of this, I have to protect myself, I gotta protect my mic. Well, you putting yourself in that position where this is who I have access to, and that's it.
Well, that's what I mean though, is it's like once you get to a certain level, you can't really, it's not even that you don't want to, you can't really mingle with
the regular folks. It ain't as easy. Probably not as smart.
Exactly. It's not. I mean, you can do whatever you want to.
Probably not a good idea.
But you gotta move in a certain way. Like,
are you Prince Charles though? You just
you're not trying
wife and regular bitches.
I mean, she wasn't really regular though. You feel me? Like we try to throw that regular road.
No, but to the court.
Mm-hmm.
That's a super regular bitch, bro. Why you bringing her here?
Why? Right?
Is that really the move? Because that didn't work out for him. Like, you see how that went?
Wow.
I know it's wrong to say that, but it's the truth.
No, that's facts, though.
We
that's
speaking facts
that's
here, facts, right? That didn't exactly work out for him.
You right.
Like, I can't refute what you're saying. You got a point. Oh,
fuck.
Hey, guys, I just don't think the fucking your bitch thing is like
it's not a deep enough jab. It's a deep enough jab if you hold that level.
It's
of
a
like
light,
this
yeah.
means something to me.
Absolutely.
How you gonna take my bitch? I couldn't get her before. You or know what
she,
I mean?
Or she was the baddest bitch I could get.
You know what I mean? But if you Drake, I can get any bad bitch in the world. So if I take your chick, that's just a jab for niggas like you.
Damn, son.
But that's where you fit. I don't have to try hard to fuck your life up.
Wow. You cooking already, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. That's why it matters. It's like, yo, like...
You're right.
It really shouldn't matter, but because you aren't up on this level with me, like, I can't do that shit to Drake. I can't do that to Drake.
No, like, if you fuck Drake's bitch, he's just like, good for you, my nigga. Shout out. Hey, dap it up. Good for you, my nigga. Like, you feel me?
This
but,
is shit.
But if Drake...
You know what? I'm gonna put you in a song, dude.
Yeah,
we'll be in the background.
Shout out my little nigga. Right? But
it don't mean nothing to his life.
But if Drake like fucked your wife, it's like
you fucked my whole
you
world.
You devastated
up. My whole world. Everything is gone. I can't top that.
She said you was the world, and then she went.
That nigga could fuck like ass. It won't matter, bro.
It won't matter. Hey y'all, this is Straight Dope Show. I'm El Uno. And as you can see, we discussed Drake. Because he's the biggest thing right now.
That nigga shot back about. And nobody expected it.
Mm-mm.
We was ready to get him to the wall because y'all hate on him
to be fair,
for every reason you can.
To be fair, I was ready for him to drop some ass like J. Cole.
J. Cole didn't drop ass.
Yeah, he
J.
did.
J. Cole dropped a semi-good diss track.
J. Cole
and then
dropped.
Followed it up with an apology on
with,
some bitch
which,
shit.
Which, in turn, makes that diss track ass.
You never should listen to that shit again. But it wasn't ass before the apology. Before the apology, it was something to go off of. It was something, nigga. You gave us something.
Before,
he responded. Right, he wasn't on no bitch shit.
Check it out. Check
it's
it out.
Just not gonna say
now,
anything.
Check it out, though. He didn't say it with his chest. I felt it. You can listen to the song, bro. You knew he wouldn't be real about this. He reading what was written for him. He was reading the script, bro. He didn't feel that shit. You listen to Drake shit, he like, fuck these niggas, son.
Why I ain't no J. Cole fan. I ain't never been no J. Cole fan like that, bro.
Hey, I hate niggas like you. That can just be like, nah, see? That's why I never fucking
But have
him
I, out. Though? Like, but don't say that. Like, have I, though?
You haven't. But I'm just using you to speak for other niggas and be like, but see, I ain't never really fucked with him anyway.
I can't fuck with him. I ain't never been fucked with him before anyway, you know?
Lying, but anyway.
Not really. Like, I can see where they're coming from. Because it's one of those things where you can't hate on certain people because of their fandom. It's the same with Drake, where it's like, you could hate on Drake, but that's only because there's a lot of people that hate on
Drake. They literally just switched positions in my head.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I was hating on Drake because he wasn't giving me the Drake that everybody said he was. The nigga that's on this song talking that shit got the double entendres, and nigga, I make my half bars is shots at you, bruh. Everything I'm saying is a shot. Listen to what I'm telling you. Like, he gave us that sparingly. Every now and then he dropped one, them AM songs like text messages, bruh. He start rapping on it. Cool, but the rest of the songs would be for the bitches. Like he said in the diss track, yo, that Instagram text message should be for the bitches.
That's like, for them.
Yes.
But in my heart, though, I don't feel. Well, you know what? I'm happy for Drake.
I am too.
You know?
I done spent many a day on the show in talking person. Talking shit about this nigga. And, no, you know what? I would say I wasn't talking shit about him.
We call him out for who he is.
I was being critical for not getting what I wanted from him.
He was very corny for a very long time.
But, yeah, bro, if you gonna pop out and do this, if you would've did this every now and then, bro, you'd be the goat, man.
He ain't no goat.
He would. Why not?
Nah,
why not?
Because he didn't do this. He didn't.
I said he would be. If he did, but he didn't. Oh, shit.
So we can't give him that.
You can't give him that. I mean, but wait, though.
He did it with Meek Mill, bro.
I'm saying.
Meek Mill. And that was his highlight moment before this.
You saying it was like, You saying he did Mavericks, bro, when they won the championship? Like, yo, they had one spark. It was like,
hey, lightweight. Yeah.
They did it. Cool.
It's like, it's either that or it's like one of them teams that had, you know, one of them banner runs where it's like he didn't really win anything, but
he was the Western Conference Finals champion.
That's cool. That was so dope for y'all.
But y'all lost every year.
Yeah. So dope.
Nah, like, I hear you. I can respect that point. But also, these niggas been fake friends for a decade. Like, because Kendrick been shooting, bro. We can go back.
He shoots shots at everybody, though.
Yeah, we can go back and see. And Drake has, but we talked about it before. I feel like he just made the decision, nigga, to get to the money. Like,
none of that shit matters as long as I'm, bro, you know, racking it up.
You can be, what's bro's name? Aesop Rock?
Aesop? Oh, you mean Aesop Rocky.
No, I'm talking about dude that really be rapping, but
white
don't
boy?
Nobody pay attention.
The white boy?
Yeah.
Aesop Rock. Oh, shit. Huh. I didn't even know you knew who he was.
See, nigga?
I got a bunch of his songs on track, bro. But he the one I don't show to people. Like, I'm not about to whip his music out and be like, yo, this is what I listen
to. No, but that's what I'm...
Because ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. But I didn't even know you knew him, bro. I know.
I got a couple songs, my nigga. I got a couple songs, but that's what I'm saying. You can be like that. He said it on the songs, bro. I could do that, but ain't nobody trying to hear
that
shit.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Like, you feel me? Everything Drake's done, niggas want to hear that.
Pretty much.
So he made a conscious decision to be like, I'm going this way. I'm going left, bro.
One of my favorite songs of him was, way back in the day, he was kicking it. I can't even remember the name of it now, but it was on his first album.
Yeah, no, he, like I said, he's shown that he can really rap.
He can rap.
But but the amount of rap decreased, like,
a lot of
over
rap.
The years.
And the quality of it decreased with the way that fads changed.
Yeah, well, he, you know, went.
He doing what they do, so it don't sound that good. Like, right. That God's Plan shit was so bad to me. And then it got so big, it was one of those, like, I don't want to hear this shit ever. Like, I still don't know what that song actually sounds like all the way through. I won't listen to it. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want to hear that shit. It gets on my nerves.
That's fair.
It don't. How you singing monotone on a song, cuz? God's Plan. God's Plan.
What, I'm not really,
how is that a song?
I'm not sure.
That shit is so trash.
Hey, but,
and it ain't him that I'm mad at. It's the people that like it.
Hey, again, bro, he made a decision to be like,
This is what they like.
I can make this because they want it, so let's run it up. I ain't mad, bro.
And then when you get to the albums, we got to the albums and we would critique them and we'd be like, we would always say, for three albums straight, this just ain't for us.
No. Nope.
That was what we would end up saying.
Absolutely.
This just isn't for us.
This ain't our bag.
He finally did something for us.
And you know what's funny is that's all we asked for was just a little bit.
Just say something back.
Just something, no, like something fire, something good, bruh. And he rapped the whole thing. He gave, bruh, drop and give me 50. That, I, That better be a saying for like the next year.
Hey, but cause you giving you
this
you,
nigga,
you paying 50 off of this.
That
so,
nigga said, "Drop and give me 50."
Yeah, he different with this. This was very good,
bruh.
This was that, like that's the difference from him and J. Cole is he once he knew he was shooting, he wasn't going like you
he
know,
didn't fucking lay it up. He tried to duck that shit. This nigga J. Cole,
that's a
bruh.
That's a great way to put it. Cause this is why I get mad at Wiggins, bro. He always going up soft. This nigga has the most athleticism, but you gonna always go up like this instead of just yamming on a nigga, man. And Drake did that shit. I'm about to yam on these niggas, man. I'm about to tell them what it really is, little pimp squeak, nigga. I got all kind of little lines for you, bro. Boomin, fuck you. Get on the beat.
Go get drums, nigga.
Your little ass feet. Who else are we talking about? Ja Morant ain't shit. Who else? Why would I'm shooting at everybody, nigga?
Bro, what did he say? Then, like, what's his call? I ain't never been no one's number one fan, dog.
Need to be. But he, from the beginning, he was always saying, bro, your girl like me. Because of her, y'all gotta play me. Because of her, you got my album.
Hey,
because of her, I know what it is.
What was the shit that he said? She said, I'll never be as big as boy Trey Songz. Oh, big as Trey Songz, boy, she wrong. Hey, bro, I can get in my Drake bag now.
That is such a stark turnaround for the years.
Yo, because it's been on the low.
Years hey, I've, of hate
hey,
I've, and vitriol.
I've put Drake on my playlist multiple times.
and took him off because this nigga was like, I just can't get with him. There's like, something about him. He's talking about business too much. What's up with you, cut?
Kind of. And then it's like, yo, they make my problems, bro. I don't have.
I keep trying to tell you, bro. He make songs for niggas that have these issues.
I don't have those issues, though. That's why I'm like, I need a beef track where you shooting at niggas. So I don't really care about the niggas you rapping about.
I've been on the Drake, like,
bro. But look,
I've definitely had some Drake songs playing when I'm mad at some bitches.
But see, no, I've never been there. I've never
I definitely have. And over it's the last, okay, yeah, because he makes those songs for us.
Over the
Mary J. Blige's been kicking for 30, 40 years, bro.
Yeah, I understand.
Because of songs and shit.
I understand,
make.
Bro. I'm not mad.
That's
at
who Drake is for niggas.
I understand, but for a nigga like me,
who don't have those problems,
right? I'm like, bro, I need some good one liners to shoot at a nigga.
That's it.
You feel me?
But he's
how you big stepping in a size 7 mid? Like, yo,
right? But I feel like Drake has had those lines.
No,
it's just
no.
But they are songs you not listening
exactly.
to.
Exactly. He put it on a song I'ma listen to over and over and over again.
This is good. Drop and give me 50.
Drop and give me 50. That nigga said, I need a verse for Maroon 5. Gotta make it witty. And you need a verse for the Swifties.
For the Swifties.
Drop and give me 50.
Hey, bro. If you was in front of, if Kendrick was there, right? Would you be like, hey, for the Swifties. Like, if you saw the dance with that nigga, bro, you gonna say that shit. Hey, bro. You gonna do it, though? You gonna do it for the Swifties.
Definitely.
Hold up. Kendrick Lamar's next song should be with Taylor Swift.
And it's a double diss to Drake.
A double diss to Drake with Taylor Swift on the track. We're going to get Kanye West. Nigga, just so niggas know.
We got to get
full circle bulletproof with this motherfucker.
They need to avenge it from Drake. They trying to assemble.
He said 20 verse 1, didn't he?
They tried to assemble,
sir. It don't matter, bro. It don't matter. We're going to follow it up with another one. We're going to drop your ass again.
Hey, bro, because everybody throwing their shots. ASAP Rocky throwing his shots in here.
Don't nobody like you. Oh, you talking now? See, before, he started his career talking about, you know, Jay-Z told me not to say nothing. Then there was that point where the Meek Mill shit, he's like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to say something. And then since then, ain't nobody been on his level to speak to. K-Dot dropped some shit. You like, oh, K-Dot, but you weak, though. You ain't it no more. Oh, you speaking now.
Bruh, that nigga said, what did he say? Your last shit was something. It really ain't. Your last shit was brick. It really ain't no shit. Like
it was,
said,
though.
Bro, like I said, this record,
I don't give a fuck about the niggas he's rapping about. You did it for niggas that got real hate in their heart for somebody else, right? And then I can rap this shit and be about them.
Every single time. You ain't about shit. Nigga. Drop it, give me 50.
Like, I feel like that's what people don't get about diss tracks is it's like
they don't understand.
People be trying to break
the
down
competition of hip hop. That's why they wasn't around back in the days when this shit was dropping and we was really running around talking that shit because it meant something to us. It was just you know, I didn't even have those friends, but it was me by myself still thinking, yeah, that nigga was nice. Meant everything to me by myself. That's all that mattered. My own hip hop circle.
Bruh, I was in here. I watched Academics that stream at the beginning of the stream.
Academics
was going crazy, right? Because it was like before it was confirmed that it was a real song. It's like it could be AI, but he was going crazy. Ray kept running it back, and then I'm like, "Bruh,
it could be AI."
And then I'm like, "I gotta hear this without Academics talking because he keeps stopping it." Right? I played the song and then was like, "Nigga, play it again." I'm like, yo. Wait, what'd he say? Who he talking about?
You was really listening in. Like, this really brings me back because I've seen so many memes pop up of this thing. It was like, Drake got us listening to YouTube like it's 2000, you know.
Yeah, like, hey, hell yeah.
Like, we in a mixtape era
again. Bro, we looking for the lyrics.
I saw nigga, the lyrics. I'm trying to things. Say, man, hold on. Niggas with the comments, they comment the link. I am for it, bro, yes.
And now what was crazy? So the song, before the song like really dropped, they had the lyrics on Genius already annotated.
Hey, you know how it's different, bro. It's different nowadays.
Nah, I love
it. I'm dropping a really, you hear how this song sounded? It was just like the back to back. Yeah. It's just like that, where it sound like a club song. It's all the way through. It's like niggas are bopping through.
That's a club song.
So niggas is, so if you 18 to 25 right now, you in the club, bopping his Drake shit talking about,
dropping give me 50.
J. Cole, the nigga, I don't care what he said.
Get out of here, bro.
That shit was weak to me.
I don't care what Cole said. That shit was weak. Nigga, yes. Yeah, thank you, sir.
I'm standing on business and that nigga's a bitch. He didn't say that in particular, but we said that on the last episode. We following it up this.
We stand.
Because didn't stand on his... He released the Driss track first.
I told you.
That would have been enough if he stood on it, bro. Think about that. No, seriously. Think about that. Because we wanted this from both... No, wait. We wanted this from both of them. We wanted them to say something to K-Dot, and we didn't think either one of them was going to do it. But we was backing J. Cole enough to say... Drake probably ain't gonna say shit because he with the bitches.
And he's
and J. Cole actually has that fervor behind him. And this nigga bitched up the most. Of everybody we talk about, this nigga's scared. I'm so upset about that. How you drop a whole track, but you scared about it? That's why I fuck with Drake for saying that shit. That shit was weak. I don't care what he said. I don't give a fuck what that nigga talking about. I'ma stand on business.
This nigga weak. The little cartoon, I was like, I just want to be on the side of Witty.
I just want to be on the side of Witty.
That's your energy, bro. And I can't fuck with you, cuz.
Yeah, nah. I know who you are.
Like, it's really, it's irritating when you don't, so I know that you fake as a rapper, period. Like, right? Because you...
I feel like I've always known, but well, not like, I'm glad everybody get to see this in full effect.
That shit gross. Because it's like, when you rap, bro, like I said on the last episode, we rapped. Nigga, when we get on the mic, I think I'm the flyest nigga out on the mic right now. Fuck you niggas. Like, even if
I don't have no reason to take shit back.
Even if I'm not, you feel me? Hey, I think I'm fly. Dad, what are you talking about? You talk for what? For the last year and a half, 2 years, this nigga J. Cole been on multiple tracks, bro, on a fucking
talking
feature
like
run.
Talking like he really that nice.
Talking about, nigga, who gonna test me? I'm the illest nigga. Blah, 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 blah. Right.
And then the nigga, the one that we knew would test you, he came out and tested you, and you said, my
it's
bad,
cool.
Folks. Nah, not you. He did no. The Tallahassee, bro.
He did the, what's it called? The Friday.
No.
Like, bro, Kendrick stepped up and you acted like Debo arrived. Then you, have you seen that shit with Run Our Test? Because that clip started circulating too. With Tyler Hansbrough, bro. He tried to step to him and then turned around, saw it was him, was like, oh, my bad. My bad, folks.
Better tuck that shit in.
Oh, not you, man. I didn't mean anything.
You better tuck that shit in. No,
we cool. We always cool. That's what J. Cole is, bro. That nigga a bitch in the inside.
That's sad, bro. Like,
that's y'all favorite, though. He ain't authentic. That nigga ain't real meat.
No, he not. Hey, you know what? Yep, I agree. This nigga, he
that nigga Morningstar. What's that?
That nigga the fake
meat. What's that vegetarian bullshit that we eat?
Yep.
That's what that nigga is. He make you feel like you doing something good. Yes! I hate that fake ass I'm the nigga shit.
Bro, it's like, look, bro, we don't even have
I'm to, better than everybody.
We cause... don't even have to believe that you the nigga. You just need to have to believe it.
Nah, but he on that fake shit.
Nah, hey, bro, okay.
I do this because I know y'all gonna like me saying this.
That's exactly
I do what... this because I know y'all gonna like me looking like
bro.
This. I do this, you know what I mean?
That's what they said on the Rory and Maul shit. Because Maul went off like, nigga, this is hip-hop and that's the bitch shit. Right,
so glad everybody and it's like, shares the it same sentiments as me.
It don't make no sense, dog. You can't be out here talking like you that nigga, and then
you
the,
bitched up.
No, like even, but he what he what they had said was he put the song out. It didn't hit because it was mid.
It was mid.
It was good enough for this.
It was mid.
He could have followed up with a second diss.
It was mid.
He could have dropped another 2-minute diss and it would have been good enough.
You right. But it's mid. But as it stands, it was mid.
As it stands, because he fucking apologized.
Nah, no,
and wait, it's over with now.
Wait, you fast forward. Shut up.
He dropped the song and it was mid. And the internet was like, this ain't it. Mm-mm. So... Because the internet didn't like it, he apologized for it. If we would have ran with it like this Drake one, or like Kendrick verse, right? Been running around the world like, he squished him! Oh my gosh! It was nice!
But his stands was behind him for that. His fans was gassing that shit up like it was nice.
No, they not.
Not now, they was the first 2 days.
Because you a fan, bro, but...
They was... this is the what I say about trajectory.
No, but that's
this
okay.
Is what, but no, but this that's is why, what matters.
This is why you don't
apologize for exactly. Little bitch. Exactly. And stand on the shit that you said.
Exactly.
Because it could have been a mid-fucking dish. At least you dissed him. At least you said some shit and didn't take it lying down. Mm-hmm. Now I know who you really are. You don't believe in what the fuck you say. None of the shit you is real.
Nothing.
I don't like that.
Like you like said, bro, he logic with dreads. He stole Wale's career.
Hey, when you run my shit back, it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy.
I mean,
but it's real though. I wish I was on one of the magazines so I had more validity. Because, like, if you understood, that nigga is definitely Wale's replacement. If he wasn't.
Oh, God. When you said that the first time, I'm like, you too right. Like, it makes me sad because it's like, bro, the difference between him and Wale is shades. That's it. That's the only difference.
That and Wale spit that poetic shit so much more nicer, bro.
Which would mean he should have more appeal.
Oh, most definitely. But he did. Back when Meek Mill and them was on the Dream Chasers with the Rick Ross songs, he was on all of them, end of them songs, talking that shit mm-hmm. the same way. But because I roll with them, and we all dark shaded and dark skinned, we not gonna get that kind of run like if we was fucking with Drake
but not,
on one of them kind of songs.
But what you
it's
said.
Not the same.
No, I'm saying what you said before, I think is a bigger issue because about the shades, because they were both managed by Roc Nation. One was signed to Rockefeller, one wasn't. Or Cole was signed to Rock, whatever they had, right? He was signed to them, but they both had the same management. Mm-hmm. They both was with Roc Nation management. And when you look at, you put them side by side, the tail of the tape is damn near equal, like they twins. Except for Shades. That's it.
man. So I know what they're rocking with. You see what I'm saying?
But what Wale would have had to compromise his integrity.
Absolutely.
In order to be at the lengths.
Absolutely.
And there's a difference for dark skinned men. Like we have to we gotta do the shit that
you know what? I appreciate Wale for standing on his principles, however he stood on them. Because you're right. As
the shit he would have had to do would have made him happy as a man.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he went through it, bro. I think he got some albums about depression, my nigga. Like he went through it. But it's like, as if you look like us, there's certain things. How are you gonna make it okay for you?
You gotta.
Nobody cares about your feelings.
You gotta dress up all the things that they like about dark skinned men. You gotta make that your personality.
Yeah.
And if that's not who you are, if you are authentic ass nigga, that's not what you about to do.
You're gonna be you, dog, and then you're gonna let the chips fall where they may.
If it wasn't, he'd be on fucking BET right now in one of them Tyler Perry shows, fucking doing extra shit just because. You know, I get that now. Like, that could have been his trajectory, but I'm not falling into the bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be who y'all telling me to be.
Shout out to Wale
for not being who J. Cole was. I'm gonna be who y'all tell me to be. I'm gonna be exactly what you want me to be.
Bro, you said the dreads is fake.
Man.
Hey, nah, because you know.
I can't say shit because I'm bald and I can't grow dreads, but I feel like.
Nah, well, what's funny is there's also. Because we remember when J. Cole came out, bro, he was a fade dude, right?
He was a basketball fade dude.
Right? And then there's a dude out there, D1, that he been had the dreads as long as I know. And it's like. Did you get his look? Like who had it first? I need to go back 10 years. I need to time travel and see what's up. Because everything you telling me is just like you just made up because of your response to this. Because if you stand on what you say, bro, when you put the work in to release a song, right? When you went in the studio, you recorded it. You feel me? You touched it up. You got the beat right. You got shit cleared if you needed to. Right, you got it put on the album, so it was released on your. On I might delete this later. Shit,
ever.
Right, you did all that work to then be like, I wasn't really feeling it. This is why I'm saying it's wrestling.
I might delete this later. He stood on that.
No, but that
because you didn't feel that when you wrote that shit.
So with that, this is why I think it's wrestling. But I'm here for it because we get the good art out of it, like actual wrestling. Like, hey, dog. I don't give a fuck if they know who about to win or not. Did you see the chick do the flip off the rope? Did you see the other nigga jump up to the top rope and then fly back like this for the stunner? But he flew back with his arms down and then came back real quick. This it was nigga, like,
did you watch WrestleMania, bro?
No, I didn't.
You should just go watch WrestleMania. I feel like this was one of the good ones, too. I didn't know that people... Like, the Roman Reigns thing, I didn't know he became so big. Because I dropped off around S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, he's huge.
I did not know he became that.
Roman Reigns
But
is
I
huge.
Didn't know it was an evil thing either. He was the heel for hella long.
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue.
Yeah,
I thought he was the one they loved.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
What?
I think because I don't remember.
Nobody actually liked when he was the good guy. Nobody cared about him.
Nobody likes you when you're a good guy.
So when he changed to heel, he just followed
that. You get more fans.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. That doesn't work for everybody.
It works for the niggas that are talented. And
the last time I saw Roman Reigns, he couldn't speak.
No, check it out. You don't have to speak, bro. Kane ain't said a fucking word his whole career.
Oh, that's real.
Like
Kane would just show up. Him and Undertaker. They would just show up.
Yeah.
Actually, because Undertaker's
Undertaker can talk. I seen Undertaker on the mic.
I seen him on the mic, though. But wait, because he changed it up for this. Undertaker, they had planning behind this nigga. They said, when you show up every time for the rest of your career, we're going to shut the lights off.
Oh, yeah, that shit was
and late. You just going to appear somewhere in the crowd.
You just pop up.
Or in the middle of the stage. Mm-hmm. Nigga, the ref going to be taken out or something. Like, we're going to do that for you every single time for your career. We don't do that for other people. Mm-hmm. He had better planning than most people. I think that was the image that he created because they had better planning around it.
I mean, you're just making a case for J. Cole being fake, but...
Well, it's the truth, though.
But I'm saying, the way that we like wrestling and how we could just go into that real quick, right? That's what I think this hip-hop shit is right now because of all of the things leading up to it. This shit Because you just said planning, right? This nigga been talking about might delete later for 6-7 months now.
That's why it makes me solidify the fact that I don't stand behind who he is as an entity in hip hop.
I don't care about that. Fuck J. Cole.
I know.
I'm talking about the whole fucking WrestleMania we watching right now. The Royal Rumble that's on display in front of us in music. Mm-hmm. All of this was orchestrated.
Oh yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah.
Right? Because this, bro, might delete. You tease the mixtape, might delete later. Mm-hmm. You dropped the mixtape with a diss on it, responding to a verse that just came out.
Mm-hmm. Right? That we knew was gonna come out because he had it worked out perfectly. Right. Like that.
So
y'all
then,
heard it before.
Yeah. Right. So then that comes out, it don't sit well with you because your album rollout is called the Fallout, mm-hmm. Fall Off, right? So you falling all the way off in hip hop with that apology shit that you just deleted later, right? So
he gonna have some kind of resurgence with him.
Yeah, you're not like
some
like,
kind of song.
Then you got Drizzy.
I see it coming, yeah, bro. Like, he gonna have some kind of song.
But I don't. But you know what though? I feel like, putting it in the wrestling terms. That's why the good guy falls off, because when we can see the play,
we ready for the
but
heel.
We ready for
somebody to come in and take the ref out. We ready for it,
right? But you might have fallen off too far.
This is why.
But no, because like, bro, what did Kendrick said or one of them verses a long time ago? I want niggas to not want to hear one noun or word from you niggas.
Yeah,
right.
I don't want them to be fans of y'all.
He made that song. Apologize for it. What did you say on that Monday?
Apologize for that?
No, he didn't. I'm saying, Kendrick said that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure your fans never heard of you niggas. They mm-hmm. never hear one noun a verb from you niggas.
Yeah, and that was way back in 2012 or some shit.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, nigga, you dropped the song, apologize for it. Your fans and niggas that was on the fence about you no longer want to hear you rap.
Good.
We don't care. What's the point? Why are we doing this? Like, you don't need... Even
you are relegated to feature, nigga.
I might turn...
He can just be on the song, cuz. That's all right.
Bruh.
He can get a verse.
First person shooter. I'll never play that song again. You know why I'll never play that song again? Drake's verse was trash. Period. I ain't like it. It's okay. I don't care how other people feel. I think his verse was trash on that compared to what J. Cole had said. All that shit you was talking, nigga. Wait, how you feel like Spider-Man with Drake when Drake out here shooting at niggas?
He feel like Miles Morales. That's why.
Fuck out of here.
He don't feel like Peter Parker. That nigga was number one. That nigga was never number one. That nigga was number two, cuz he got his shine and he was happy to get it. That's why. That nigga Miles Morales.
God. We have so many other names for this nigga now.
We just say you are not Peter Parker, nigga.
You are not.
You was not number one.
In no universe,
you
bro.
None, nigga. You ain't it. You ain't never gonna be it.
That's just sad.
you the feature, cuz.
So, I mean, we gotta give.
But you know what? We done talked all of this about everything, and we ain't even talked about what Kendrick would actually say because of how big it was that Drake bitched, not Drake, but J. Cole bitched up. How big that was that he bitched up and created a rift in this shit. Thank you, Drake, for even saying something.
No, you know what?
We never thought Drake had to say anything.
No, I think that's why, though. I think the big three thing makes it not a competition, right? If we saying there's three niggas battling, right?
The three-headed monster.
Yeah, so that, nigga, we don't care about, a lot of people don't care about one of you. It's like, you there, honorable mention, my nigga. Good you showed up, bro, but you ain't got to be here, right?
Now that you apologize, yeah,
you ain't got to be here.
You could escort yourself out. We gonna focus on these two niggas now. Exactly. Now I'm waiting for Kendrick to say something. I think it's gonna be nice.
Well, hey, nah, but hey, but Drake said you done had that song for 4 years, nigga. Drop it.
Yeah.
I'm ready though. I'm ready. I think Kendrick got some shit. You know, Kendrick in general just ready to rap. He wanted he niggas just to say
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
He was waiting for this.
Exactly.
He wanted this. He was like, yes. Hey. He said he, you know that drop and give me 50? Kendrick been on his yes. prison workout. That nigga's like, yes.
I know I'm on your wall.
When he coming up with quips right now while he's doing his 50. He, I take that.
Oh, okay. He like, okay. Hey, it's chess, bro. Now. Is yeah.
He removes some men off the board what? To play a different hey,
get,
position.
Get him
on
out the
board.
Way, bro.
You know?
Clear him out.
We cleared that nigga out real quick. J. Cole ain't even part of this snowboard. We ain't a big three, nothing. It was us two the whole time.
We've been it's
nigga,
been
a- it's Yugi and Pegasus, nigga. Who the fuck are these other niggas?
Everybody else just got something to
Seto say. Seto Kaiba was never really a part of this.
This nigga said a name
you ain't never heard of before. Oh, but he never really mattered. He never mattered. It was I need the Millennium Eye. I don't need these other cards. That's some bullshit. They're not a part of this.
Yo, for those that don't know, we're talking about Yu-Gi-Oh right now. Like I'm hip, so I knew. I caught on, like, oh, bam, Millennium Eye, my nigga.
I need that shit that he got. I ain't no fucking cards. I know how to play this game already. My deck is set, nigga.
Duh. So, yeah. We waiting on a Kendrick response, but we need to let this Drake track breathe for a minute, though. Can we let it breathe for a minute? Like, they just need to stop dropping them so fast. Let it rock for a week.
Don't say that. Drop another one right now. While we speaking, I hope that nigga drop another one.
I hope it's in the inbox.
Oh, my
inbox
God.
I'd right
be so fucking happy. And, you know, hip-hop is back.
I just want to let it rock, bro, because I'm telling you, that Drake... Like I said, this song's, I don't give a fuck who you dissing, bro. I just appreciate it to add it to my arsenal. Drop it, give me
how many people got? How many people got astray that got to respond to this in some way? Like Metro Boomin, nigga, from the beats, bro. That nigga told you to shut the fuck up.
Make some jokes.
Is he going to get on a track?
Shut your whole
is
ass
Metro
up.
Is Metro Boomin going to get on a track? Is he going to do his, he did, another thing about this that I like, Drake did it with Who Kid for just because. He's always been on the diss tracks, bro. He always been on the mixtape hypes. If you doing a mixtape, hey, you dropping nah, some you know shit what? Like that, some hey. Exclusive shit. You do it with DJ Who Kid. You do it with, you know, what's
we,
his name?
Since we shouting out DJs, can we give Academics his due with the? Who you smoking on, Kendrick? What top five you smoking on, Kendrick? I gave him the sample in the song, bro. That shit was funny as hell to hear because he just smoked that beat. Drake went crazy. Then you got act hyping him up. Who you gonna smoke? What top five you smoking on?
That shit is real,
that
bro.
Shit great. That shit was amazing.
Hey, man, this is a good time for hip-hop.
Dog, then the beat switched. I was hoping he had a second verse. I was about to cry. If that nigga had another 16, if he had another four bars.
Like I said, I was about to cry.
If the beat, hey, after.
It was a 4-minute song. He already gave you another.
Nigga, give me one more minute.
Nah, bro, this is what I mean about dropping another song. This is why it's just okay to drop another song. Like, this is why I'm going to bring J. Cole back up again.
You can't call it.
I know he done with, but we're going to bring him back up
you
again.
You can't call it 7-minute drill, nigga, and rap for 3 minutes, nigga, and it be ass.
And then cancel your diss and not drop nothing else. Not you out of this now, bro. You out the running. You took yourself out the running.
It ain't even a running. This nigga off the board.
You off the board, bro. Nigga. You are no longer part of a big three. We not giving you that no more.
You know
more,
what's
bro.
Fucked up is we was watching music videos and this nigga came up and I was like, immediately. That sucks, bro. Like, I fuck with J. Cole.
Said,
I got,
the nigga got the ick.
This shit popped up. Changing this shit.
I don't want to hear this. Yeah, y'all want to hear this? Nobody want to hear this shit. We're going to turn this shit.
That's rough, son.
That nigga weak. Nah, we ain't fucking with you, boy. You gotta stand on yours.
No,
bro.
You know what?
The word of the year was stand on business, and that's not what you did. All right?
That's a major foul in this in the history of what we do. You are party fouling the fuck out of the game right now. J. Cole, bro, I need you to step up, bro. I need you to come back way harder somehow.
I don't. It's cool.
Just bow out. Just bow out forever.
I mean, everybody need an exit. Like, I prefer niggas just leave than stick around forever and be trash. Like, I don't want to hear you, bro. Why are you here?
Damn. Damn. It's between these two greats now. The real greats.
Look, you've made enough albums. Alright? We got enough hours of music from you. Yo, beats be slapping this shit.
They cool.
Make beats for niggas, babe. Right. Stay over there.
They cool.
You good? Like, I fuck with you. Hey, remix more Tribe Called Quest. I love it.
It's alright.
Hater.
He's cool. He's alright. You know, he does some good stuff.
He's all right. It's with his profession. It's his job, you know. He go to work every day.
He does a good job. You know, he's pretty thorough with his work. I like it. You know. It's a good production.
Yeah,
it's good production.
Hey, so really, like I said, he could just stop. We got the albums, bruh. We got enough.
You got me over here sounding like a straight up hater on J. Cole.
I ain't make you say nothing.
You did not, but I don't appreciate how he bitched up. That ain't it to me. You don't say nothing and then take it back.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah.
I have songs on the internet right now I wish were not on the internet right
them
now.
Them shits are still there, though.
And I'm not deleting them.
Because I stood on that.
I said that I was one time. Then. Exactly.
You're not the same. You know the one that actually is funny to me? The Nunchuck song, bro. Because I told you, we shouldn't make this. And you were like, nah, we gonna do it anyway. We got to it. I'm like, nah, this isn't a good idea. We gonna rock that out.
Nah,
performed that song, got off the stage. Chick was like, that's not you. I was like...
And it's your song.
It's my song.
You made this shit.
I'm like, this is definitely me. I made this shit.
And I'm like, yo, we need to do this. He like, nah. See?
That wasn't.
That's how it feels. See?
See, that was one of J. Cole's.
Exactly.
Friends,
exactly.
That was some chick he was fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not you.
And he didn't respond he was, like you.
In his righteous mind and art, he like, was you right. Like, you bad. My spirit and my chakras aren't aligned. And I need to take my room out and think about what I did. He had a Kyrie moment. That nigga.
Bruh. I mean.
He listened to his own track and said, I cannot get jiggy with this shit. What's going on, bro? What happened, bro?
That's just sad, dog. That's just sad.
Your own shit. He couldn't get behind his own shit.
All right, hey, bro. But it's only because niggas didn't get behind it. If everybody would have been, like I said, if we would have hopped
on it. We ain't all your fans, though.
And we don't like that fucking, bro. Do you know the beats for this Drake song, right? It's not like a club banger, but you're right.
But
that
shit upbeat. Exactly.
Of all your helmets, nigga.
I'm letting niggas know.
This nigga J. Cole shit put you to sleep.
I don't even remember the flow of it.
It's trash. Yeah. It's bro, you don't remember nothing about that song other than he apologized for it and took it down.
You're right.
Just
you're actually
garbage,
right.
Garbage.
You're actually
garbage.
Right.
There's nothing.
A week and a half later, bro, we don't remember you.
Garbage, bro. You go. Like I said, everybody need to exit.
Bro, how long have we been talking and most of it has been us dissing J. Cole again?
Not most of it.
Yes,
like
it
half.
Because we need Kendrick to respond. So that we have something else to say.
I mean,
because we just happy that Drake said something. It was like, yes, yes, nigga.
I be telling
that dark skinned, like, what's up when Kobe said, go to the basket like you dark skinned, nigga.
Who did he tell that to?
Who did he say that to? Was it Kyle Kuzma?
Oh, hell no.
It wasn't Kyle Kuzma. Was it Randall? It was one of them. It was one of them young ones that was on that team before they traded him. He told him, go to the basket like you dark skinned nigga.
Oh. Hey, bruh. You know Rick Ross was offended when he started calling him white boy.
I bet.
At the end of the thing.
You could never be me. You could never be me. That's why I'm only all your best songs. Bro, I got one song of his. I promise you, Drake is on it.
I got that.
Santorini, Greece. I promise you.
Yep, that's the one. That's the one I got. Nah, I got, man, music. Is Drake on that shit?
No.
He ain't?
Not that one.
Okay. I bet you he made the melody for it, though.
I bet you he did.
That shit funny as hell. But, nah, but that, like, yeah, that, I don't know what I'm about to say right now. Rick Ross made a diss that was
ass? It wasn't worth
speaking. No, you know what?
Speaking
nah,
of,
nah, nah. Booty check cheeks. It out. Check it out. Check it out. It's not. Because we just had one that was ass. So it's a step above ass.
Nah. Like it wasn't better than J. Cole's this.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
I'm not even going to give him that.
Yeah, it is.
I can't even
You know why it is? Because it still fucking exists. That's why. No. That's why.
We didn't send it to the ethos.
I didn't delete that shit and be like, oh, y'all can't have this with nah.
I deleted that nigga whole album.
Exactly.
So I deleted that nigga whole album.
I'm disgusted with you.
They've
removed the song from streaming, which means even if you had it saved, they took that bitch back.
They took that bitch back? What?
So.
This nigga a bitch.
That's ass.
Oh, for real?
Ross is up here. Son.
I didn't even know it was that bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was bad, but I didn't know it was that.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, you can't even say nothing to nobody no more. You can't look. You can't go to your own fans and tell them nothing.
Who are you? What? Ugh. What you not? You not none of them.
What's that? What's that new meme that they got going, brother? What's that, brother? What's that?
Yeah.
What do you got going on, bro?
Yeah.
What's that, brother? Brother, I'm so disgusted. I need to shake the feeling of it's like. Demons and exorcisms. I gotta get
him off. Yep. So again,
it's so much whackness and weakness. This is so a part of his spirit.
Just so we're clear, J. Cole diss track ass. Rick Ross diss track above ass.
It's above his shit. It's above his shit. Apparently, like,
that's it.
I don't even know what he said in his song.
I don't either.
I don't remember because I turned it off. But hey, like you said, at least it ain't deleted from the fucking ethos. Wow. You so weak, bro.
That's all I'm saying.
My spirit just, it's just not fucking with it. It's the...
That, bro, this is why I was saying all of those things earlier, where it's like, nah, we good on time, because that's bullshit.
J. Cole, bro. Hey,
your job is a rapper. You make songs to put them out in the public. You made the song. You put it out in the public, and then you didn't feel right about it. Then why did you make the fucking song?
Because this nigga ain't real within himself. Chakras was not in line.
So he just off. He just do what people to him for.
100%.
Fuck that. I don't like it. Like, and see, Drake the same way, though. But the difference between... No.
He play up to bitches and bitches only. We all do that. All right?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. If you're trying to get pussy, yes, you are. Fuck out of here.
I don't.
We are not lying here.
I don't be trying to get pussy like that. Like, I'm married and shit. I don't got to try to get
it. I already did it, nigga. Like,
by the time he came around, I had figured it out. So.
I'm really done.
I'm just saying, like, yo, I hear you, but. I'm not trying to get it no more. It's like, yo, if they throw it at me, it's different. But
look at that.
So
we sent her in again, bro. I'm so hot, bro. You're so weak. If I was he got a father out there. He gotta listen to this shit. His mama too. She gotta go to the salon and they gotta look at her when they do her hair.
He's the perfect son. He's in touch with his feelings. He's been to therapy. He understands. He didn't want to. He couldn't sleep at night because He dissed the nigga. Hey, I bet Drake slept like a baby when he called him a pipsqueak. When it's coming in his mouth, that nigga was cooling, bro. That nigga called him a pipsqueak. That nigga was
cooling, bro. That nigga
said, you wear size 7 in men's.
he was chilling, fucking John Morant's bitch. Hey, he was... Nigga was having a good time, bro.
Feel me? Let's talk about that just real quick.
The John Morant part?
Because we don't know if it's him specifically. Right, the line says, "Shout out to the Hooper that busted to the gritty."
Nah, that's John Morant.
Right,
that's John Morant.
And then he's,
who else busts into the gritty?
A lot of people.
No,
like
who's the Hooper that busts into the gritty, nigga? Don't fuck with me right now. Who's the Hooper that busts into the gritty? Who the one who look like this all the time?
Who the one that
doing this all the time? All the fucking time, huh? Who?
I think it's John Morant.
Yeah, there you go. Nigga, that busts into the gritty.
And then he said, we know why you mad. All that heartbroken Instagram shit is for the bitches. So I don't know if those lines are related.
I'm pretty sure the lines are related.
But I'm then
sure the lines
it's like, I need to go, I need a timeline.
We started this show off saying, this is for levels of this. This is the level that you own.
You're not that far.
I fuck your bitch and fuck your world up. You ain't ready for this shit, right? She still matters to you.
Yeah, right. That's still the one, dog.
I'm telling you, forever, bro. Like, you know how we listen to people just all the time? I feel like Chris Brown drops some fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, type of energy when he let us know. I just be fucking these niggas' bitches on purpose, nigga. I just want to see how they feel about it. It's competition to me. I want to see what they look like. I'm like, he was happy about it.
That nigga said, I want to see how they feel. I want to see if I break their heart or not. Like you just said, there's levels to this, so I want to see how real about this.
If you own that level, right? Because they said they all fucking the same chicks. If we own that level, if that really gets to you, you ain't ready for this yet. So this little quick jab.
Like, yo. Oh, that guy? You mad, dog? You
sad? Your feelings and shit at the strip clubs. Tripping out. Fucking your life up.
Fucking your life up.
She fucked Drake!
I don't know, dog. I would probably be like excited.
This nigga said I'd be excited.
Like, now I'm gonna get some run on the blogs real quick. Like, I'm gonna get an honorable mention.
I'm about to get my name up. I made it.
Drake fucking this blah blah said, blah. I made it.
Fucking the same nigga.
She used to date blah blah blah. Boom. Every time, nigga. Just make sure.
And then compare the pictures like this. I was the used to be.
Right, then I'm going to make sure every time if my name not mentioned, I'm calling them up like Trump used to be like, yo. Yo, you mentioned her, mention me.
That, remember, I was there,
in
there too.
Put me in there. I was in there first. I was the Chris Humphreys, bro. Remember Chris Humphreys?
You know who used to shout Chris Humphreys out? Bro, Lil B used to shout that nigga out in random songs. Chris Humphreys. For no fucking reason.
That's why. Yeah. That's why. Right there. Right there.
Chris Humphreys, nigga. Y'all need to know who I was. I was the first to hear it.
And didn't play that fucking Ray J.
No, actually,
didn't
Ray J.
Play that Ray J song, bro.
Ray J come out. Let the nigga know. Once again, if you on this level, if this is where it matters to you, I feel like you gotta understand, bro.
It's gonna
belong to you, dog.
Belong to
she might
tree.
Let any nigga hit. She might let any nigga hit.
Oh man, that's funny. Now
that shit is real.
Oh
no,
yeah.
Britney Spears married a regular nigga. A regular nigga.
But Britney Spears crazy though.
Nah, but you don't understand.
But Britney Spears crazy.
But you don't understand.
I do understand.
That was the reverse of what happens to hoes all the time. Like if we could do that all the time, bruh, niggas would be so happy.
You absolutely right.
If I could just pull scissor Just by being one in her background dancing group, nigga. Fuck yes. I mean, it's not just fucking no. I'm really her dude. I'm forever guy.
I'm here like stepping.
That shit does not happen, bro. That shit does not happen.
Yeah, because they're not like because
they're smarter than us.
Yes, number one. They not tripping off. They tripping off real shit. Like, nigga, they don't want a nigga just because he look good. They need you to fucking cut the grass.
And we just mad that another nigga hit. We just upset that we can't get past it. We can't get past it.
It's like, that's not.
How you let him hit? What he got? What he got? What he do that I can't do?
About to drop a whole song.
To how I feel about this moment. And that I'm shit. Upset about it. That. Niggas be getting their feelings over the smallest infraction.
I'm going to call it, I don't understand.
Hey, Bob, but I mean.
Don't understand. Remember what I was saying?
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
What I'm saying, like the pillow talking. That, like, you know, cats don't. The image that people portray in front of people is usually not who they are when they're in the intimate relationship.
Very right? True.
So, when it's like, you don't know. What this nigga do in the bedroom, right? Like, you don't know how sensitive this nigga really is in real life. Like
shit I be hearing. You know how
Look.
I've heard this shit so many times just from talking to people. You know how often niggas be like, I'm gonna kill myself?
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
I shouldn't laugh, but like, yo.
Yeah, no, you're nigga. Right. I'm trying to tell you. So, imagine niggas in there pillow talking on them, hella sensitive, hella vulnerable, exposing all of his true feelings to her.
Some dirty ass shit. But wait, though. I ain't never been like, oh,
I'm
gonna kill myself.
But check it, though.
I can't handle it.
No, listen.
I love you so much.
He didn't expose all of his real feelings to her, right? And she said, and you know, they pillow talking, so I love you. I ain't never gonna leave you. And did she fuck that nigga?
But you love me. But you want to say me.
Like, yeah, dog. Nah, like, niggas be dead.
Handle it, bro.
Exactly.
I cannot handle it.
So then you see niggas in the strip club with their pistol out, just nigga, just getting charged on, bruh.
Throwing all their money away.
Yes. Fuck it all.
I don't care about nothing. She like that nigga here. Like, I ain't believe it.
Living it up. Nigga crying and shit. Like, how you sad with acid money in your hand? Like, like, that seems like that should solve all your woes, nigga. I got
$1,000.
I want to make this
a movie right now. I need to make this scene a movie.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? I need to get that good follow up so they understand what he's going through, and then show that scene where it's just like, it ain't it no more. Emotionally play it down.
So yeah.
Play it down.
So I think we figured out why niggas be so upset.
That shit is funny.
Cause they just be sad. Niggas be so heartbroken. They ain't never
you can't handle it.
They
so
ain't
much.
Like, you know how hard it is for a dude to share his feelings anyway. So you gotta get to like a real close private moment. And I shared my deepest darkest with you, bitch. And you went fuck that nigga.
Okay, so no, I don't get that mad. I don't get the mad where it was, you fuck that nigga. I'd be like, yo, I told you this and you don't care?
Yeah.
That's pretty, the part that be pissing me off. It's like, yo, I don't tell people shit, but you don't give a fuck.
But they never gonna say they don't give a fuck. They just gonna fuck somebody else.
No, nigga, yes, that's the point, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you fuck. You don't care about what I told you. I don't tell people this.
But that's the thing, though. I feel like people don't draw the line between... Like, they can still care about you, nigga, but they just, you know.
Nah.
They just went to go get some happiness, nigga.
That's the point.
They just went to go grab
happiness for me because my problems, bitch.
Yup. That's about right, dude, right?
You couldn't find happiness for me because of my problems.
Yeah, this nigga ain't got problems, nigga. It's just happiness and fun over here.
it's hard to.
That's where the diss tracks come in. That's where the diss tracks come in. That's the nigga be like, man, fuck that nigga. He ain't that nigga. I'm that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
My life. I can't deal.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that nigga J. Cole, bro. He apologized. He said I couldn't get with it. My spirit wasn't aligned right. I wasn't okay with what I did.
Nah, you know what?
She came back to him, though. She was like, I'm glad that you apologized.
You know why I hate you? I hate you because I could be it.
I promise you.
I'm really just mad.
She was the influence that said, this isn't you.
I'm really just mad that they gave all of the effort it takes to make a song, right? Like, I know how much effort it takes to make a song. That
nigga did
a
lot to delete
the bitch. To delete the bitch.
You know how? Okay, so it's another things the niggas do that I feel like I do. You know how you send a long message, but it's not like. It's not about to be.
You know what? I don't send long messages. I type it in my notes so I don't send it.
Nah, I swear to God, bro. I thought I sent it long messages until I saw what motherfuckers really do.
Oh, nigga, really, you gotta scroll?
When they feel, I thought I was bad. I'm not bad.
Nope.
I'm not bad at all.
We're A1 niggas over here, bro. Because, yo, them other niggas.
And then they don't stop when you don't respond. Them other niggas. Come back again. I'm just, you didn't say anything. Fuck you for real. That's the end of it to me. Niggas, come back. I'm going to say it again.
Like I said, I'm not like, okay, I'm not going to front. I might have did that once.
Niggas, said once.
But now I learned my lesson. You just look stupid, bro. What are you doing? Nigga, just be cool. Nobody, fuck your feelings, okay? Nobody cares. That's why she's treating you like this right now. Nobody gives a fuck. Okay? Just be like, I did peace. And that's it. Like, nigga. And type your fucking feelings in your notes, nigga.
And then, when you say, I did peace. But wait, when you say, I did peace. How many niggas stand on that shit? And how many niggas don't stand on that?
99%.
And it's both ways, too. It ain't just one way. It's both ways. Niggas don't stand on that. I ain't peace. All right, I don't need you. There you do.
Hey,
Brad. You let us attention. Don't lie.
That shit hurt me, nigga. You gotta walk away.
I've heard so many. I've been a part of. And I've heard so many of these bullshit stories where you'd be like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, you care, my nigga. So I'm not saying.
As soon as that person be gone, you be like. They really left, though. Crying and shit.
Like I said, dog.
I miss them.
Like I said.
Shit be, fucking cars be rolling by, and you be like, that's them. No, it ain't. You be hearing bullshit songs on the fucking commercial talking about she used to love that commercial. That stupid shit talking about, I don't care. Yeah, you do. Weak ass nigga. Lying to yourself.
But again, I'm not saying you don't care. I'm saying so you don't look like a fucking doof, nigga. I eat in peace. And then
if you gonna say I eat in peace, stand on that shit. Don't go back like I just said. Going through the motions and shit. Like the nigga on the swing just sitting there thinking about it.
But if she hits you up.
I don't know what to say because I get caught up in that one too. I don't know what to
say. Like if she hits you up, it's like, oh, like.
Yeah.
You go to lunch, my nigga. We can see what's good. We can see how you doing. I've been wondering and shit. Feel me?
I got caught up in that so many times. I can't say shit. I don't know. You know the part of the level that you get stuck at?
Hey, well,
I always go back. Nigga.
Well,
I
was fucked up. Like, sometimes you like, it might really be an opportunity. And sometimes it's just to like, really check on you because women are friendly like that. And then they'll be like, I was just around and no wondering how you was doing, if things were cool. Blah, 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 blah.
Fuck
like,
out of here.
They do that shit.
No,
but,
you don't. Yeah, I want to see what's up with you to make sure.
I'm still doing better than you.
Nigga, no, it ain't even just that I'm still doing better than you. I'm still on your mind, nigga. Just to make sure.
I mean, nigga, hey, but if you
one of these days, you
if
know.
You hit me up and I'm hungry, my nigga, yeah, you're on my mind because we about to eat.
I'm not just spending money on nobody.
Oh no, she taking me out.
I'm just, I ain't just spending money for no reason.
That's not no reason. We gonna get to know you. Like, hey, you know what is it? You putting a line in the water? You just see it. You just testing. Seeing
wait,
what's
bro,
up.
The world is different now, bro. These niggas is complaining about stupid shit. These motherfuckers be like, he took me out to fucking spaghetti factory, nigga.
Hey, now. Now you know what? You know what's
you
funny?
Took me out to the cheesecake.
Hey, what
factory.
Was crazy?
That's not good enough for me. Like, niggas is tripping about stupid shit now.
That's okay. Because you know what? They got there's it's different people in the world. There's
levels. I don't know.
To
trust
shit.
Me. We know. Mm-hmm. We know everybody that's actually a part of the world. Though
it's just the internet.
It ain't just the internet. It's people that get caught up in the internet because there are people that you gonna meet that's really like that, and you gonna be like, "Oh, you one of them."
That's why I don't meet people.
It sucks because in the moment you be like, "Damn, I was kind of interested in you," and then it'd be like, "You fucking stupid." But hey, well. Is what it is. I'm going to go call blah, 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 and we're going to go to the taqueria and have a good-ass fucking time.
We're just
going to
go kick it at a good spot, see what's up, you know?
And I was about to spend buku dollars on your ass at the motherfucking Cheesecake Factory. You was about to be upset about it. Like, that's stupid.
I'm going
to
keep my dollars. I'm going to just go get my $4 tacos.
Stupid.
And go crazy.
Oh, man. The world.
Other things happening in the world. Well, we got some time.
OJ died.
Yep.
Man, rest in peace to OJ Simpson.
Shout out to Juice.
Should we all buy a glove?
Nigga.
What?
Or some Bruno Mali's?
Should we get a Bronco? Should we just put the Bronco in the Abbey?
Hey, dog. We joking, Juice. We fuck with you. I don't know if you did the shit or not. I don't really care, to be honest.
He joked about it.
Nah, like, you know what's crazy? We don't know what really happened. We know he wasn't convicted, right? That's
he said he didn't.
That's
do
all
it.
We know. Bruh, the fact that this shit has been, like, news for this long is fucking insane. Because it's just one person.
It is. Yeah.
Like, right? It's literally just, it wasn't a. We don't care about the nigga that shot up the church. And that shit was a couple years ago. We don't know his name. Right? I think it might be Dylan Roof, but it might be.
Still don't care.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And it's like, bruh, that mass murder, fucking, what is it? The elementary school and shit that happened.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, bro. There's,
right.
Over the last, like, 5 years, there's been an increasingly crazy amount of people who have mass murdered
and
all over the place.
We always,
all of those cases mattered more than O.J. Simpson, but we're going to treat O.J. Simpson like he was one of the most heinous people in American history. So, yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not with that either, but it don't matter because what he did was, if he did it, it would have been wrong regardless.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's just where it is. We don't know. But when you get accused of shit like this, this is like the Jonathan Majors thing. Even though it isn't as bad as this, when you get accused of something, no matter who you are, if you're deemed guilty, this is the label they're going to put you in it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time they bring your name up, you're going to be associated with it. It even happened to Kobe Bryant, even after he died. They brought it back up to say,
He was
involved in a rape case.
Now, what's interesting is a lot of the conversations I've seen about this were the intersection of celebrity worship and the racism history type thing, right? Mm. And it's like, OJ wasn't black. He was OJ, right? And we look, every time we say that, we roll our eyes and shit. But let's talk about the facts. My nigga, he was breaking them color barriers and shit when niggas wasn't fucking with niggas. OJ was there, right? He was doing things that put him in them rooms where they didn't allow niggas to be at. It wasn't, oh, we didn't open the door for you. No, bro, we have a nigga on the outside saying, you can't come in. And he coming in, feel me? So when you live in your life like that from an early age, he from California, bro. He was from San Francisco in the 50s and 60s and shit. So you coming up at that time, right? And then you in California. California ain't the rest of the country. So I've been saying this shit a couple for the last week or so. So it's interesting that I can talk about it now. Because it's like, bro, we from California. We don't know the black experience like everybody else assumes we would. Right? It's the same. We still don't get treated as equals and shit like that. But we're not in towns that's full of black people either.
True.
So we have to assimilate and learn how to move in these circles. So yeah, bro, he's not black. He's OJ because this nigga's going to UCLA. Or USC, right? You USC and you one of the few black people on the campus, my nigga. Are you black?
So I remember a chick that used to say that she was mixed.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't claim that. And it in her, you know, her life, that's not what she was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the way he looked at it as well. Is, you know, I've been more than that for so long. Bro, and that's not what I am.
Doug. I've been thinking about it, like, because you told me about there's places in America that are full of black people, right? I've never been to those. I don't travel that way. I just stay on the West Coast.
They're the ones that look at us crazy when you be with, like, you know, a white chick or something like that, because they don't see it.
No, but that's what I'm saying is it's like,
don't make sense.
But that's what I'm saying is that life don't make sense to me. You see what I'm saying? We both looking at each other like aliens because, dog, this is what I know. I have to. My elementary school was predominantly Asian and Mexican. As black kids,
my middle school was like that.
As black kids, we was the minority in a school full of minorities, my nigga. Well, so,
but I didn't experience that until middle school. It was a culture shock. For
yeah,
me.
But I'm saying with that, if that's how I grew up, bro, how am I supposed to be? I'm not in the environment that fosters y'all. Mm-hmm. That I don't grow up like you do. When I go home, it's the black people that I live with. When I'm out in the world, it's everybody else. I have to assimilate if I'm gonna get forward. I can't.
That's California living though.
And that's what I'm saying. So that's what OJ was, mm-hmm. right? And he that made him the star that he became. And then, you know, domestic shit, bro. Everybody know that that's where the most evil shit be going down, right? Some shit happened, bro, but because he had risen to such heights and he was transcending those things, people found it hard to believe for him. The celebrity worship instead of looking at the man or the case.
100%.
Right? And that, like, I just
it was like the biggest thing out, right?
And I find it is just interesting looking back how dominant it was and why it was. And it's like, yeah, because the rest of the country don't live like this. The rest of the country can't understand.
It's too much for you to think of, yeah.
They can't understand the lifestyle that would put him in that position, right? And it's like, Bomani told a story about a dude he was in college with whose favorite artist was Lionel Richie, right? Mm. And there was his father's favorite artist was Lionel Richie.
Word.
Right? So, but this is where it comes in, this is where it makes sense. Lionel Richie had got caught up with his mistress by his wife. His mistress was white.
Oh, okay.
And this was, you know, early 80s, or late 80s, 90s, or something like that, right? Whenever it happened, the kid, Bomani's friend, grew up listening to Lionel Richie in the house all day, every day. That's what we slapping. That shit happened and never heard it again.
Never listened to him.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like, what kind of lifestyle you living now? How this could be when we can't do this over here? And it's like, we in the same place, but we not.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's interesting because that's what OJ was, but nobody thinks about it that way because they're not from here. Mm-hmm. Most of the people talking about it don't understand the lifestyle.
They're not in this area, so mm-hmm. it wouldn't make sense to them. I can see that. But that's kind of just how it is, though. I don't know what more to say about it, but because we're in different, you know, zones, you don't know what we live like, so... It just doesn't make sense to you. There's also, like, I can see more of our culture in other cultures here than you would if you were in those areas. Like, if I was in the South, I'm sure white people are
it's more segregated, country,
but they wouldn't appeal to the stuff that we appeal to.
Well, not
when you hear, they love everything that you do.
But
they,
again,
you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same.
But what it's like I'm saying, the assimilation part is it's like, bro, we're all integrated. When we go into the schools and shit, we do what's cool with our friends. whatever our friends are, we don't give a fuck where you from, dog. We're all in sixth grade together, my nigga. Let's do this.
But that's the part where I say we're all the same from that point on.
Yeah.
It ain't just like, you know, white, black, Mexican, Asian. It don't fucking really matter.
Because we not split up in that way. It's not a black side and white side of town, bro. You live in the south or the north, but you what that section is. So that makes you assimilate. So you own shit that, hey, bro. My Asian partner put me on this anime shit. I didn't know what this was, but I fuck with it. Like, and you move forward with
my
that.
Asian partner that put me on. It was a random nigga who was fucking with his girl that it wasn't his class. He was just in the art class that I was in, and his girl would be in the class. And he was like, hey, you fuck with this too? I'm like, hell yeah, I fuck with this shit. He's like, hey, I got these DVDs. And he was like, hey, check these shits out. That was the nigga that helped put me on the other shit.
But there you go. But that's what I'm saying, is it's just the... It's how you have to get along here, right? And that intersects with the way that OJ was treated, because it's such an anomaly everywhere else, right? And then he's in trial in California. The jury looks like a California jury. It got everybody on there.
True that.
Right? Like, when you say a jury of your peers, bro, if you from California and you got mixed races on the jury, then that's a jury of your peers because you grew up with niggas like that. Period. I don't care how old you are. Right? But if you looking across the country, they looking at this shit like, what the fuck is happening right now? That's some Hollywood fake bullshit. That shit don't happen where I'm from.
Like I said, the Jonathan Majors thing, bro. That shit is like, oh, word. That's what happened to cuz after that night. That was a typical night with, you know, a drunk chick. Just, you know, relationship shit. Regular night. That nigga was running away.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip of him running down the street?
He didn't run fast enough.
Hell along. Nah, because she was talking to him and trying to catch up with him, right? And then this nigga came back around. That's how long he was running around. He came back up, got to her again, and was like, nah, leave me alone. And kept going. That was in the clips, and they still like, nah, bro, you abused it. You did something.
Well, it's because you don't know what happened in the truck. Like,
one more time.
Hey, now, like,
she was looking for this nigga. He ran away so long that he came back around the block. They was met up with her while she was talking to some people while she was looking for him.
Bruh.
And he was still like, nah, please leave me alone. So I'm just fuck away from me.
So I'm
and they
you.
Still said, nah, you did something to her.
Yeah, because these niggas was in the vehicle together, and then he got out and ran.
Bruh.
So what happened in the vehicle? Bruh. So regardless of what was on the tape, what happened in the vehicle? Do we know what those details are?
All right, Mr. Investigator.
I'm just saying, like, this is how this shit go. You can't, bruh, as somebody that likes law and shit, nigga, you can't give them an opportunity, my nigga. If there's any gray space, that was it, Johnson.
That nigga's over. Bro,
you was in the car with her. Something happened that made you get out the car and run.
I promise you, that was the part of the wire when it was like, we got him. They were all happy.
Bro, it's easy. It's easy to resolve, or it's easy to convict somebody. That's why you can't. That's
what are we
why it's
talking about right
very
now?
Important what? To not put yourself in stupid situations.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
You the one that brought the nigga up.
I don't know, man. Where are we talking about though? Where are we going with this?
Diss tracks, nigga. Nah. it was just we were talking about OJ, and I just wanted to draw the lines between how it's different in California and why California living would be national news, and why OJ's been a story for 25 years when it was only one person, right? Or it's a couple of people. Yeah, it was gruesome, but bro, if you look at fucking Dateline, that shit happened every other week. So it's not unique, my nigga. Like, it's not
Aaron Hernandez thing.
Thank you. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is it's like there's some horrendous shit happening pretty regularly. Just go to fucking Dateline and they'll tell you what happened like 3 months ago, right? So it's not, so I was bringing it up to say why those things matter, and you brought up Jonathan Majors, and then I had to point out that, hey, dog, if you give them an opportunity, even if there's video evidence, the video evidence you provide is giving me the opportunity. My nigga, like, you know what I mean? It's like, we, as regular people, you looking at it like, oh, well, he was trying to get away. And it's like, yeah, bro, but what happened in the car? Like, that's a simple line to draw. Question.
If we're
to
trying
ask,
to catch you for something, then that was the point that we caught you for something. And that's all that matters.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
we
it.
We were trying to catch you for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got. And we're not trying to prove your innocence.
It, there you go. That's not our job.
It's not what we're trying to do here.
So, and that's how we got here. Quick recap.
This is why I wanted to get off of it. we gotta skip to something else.
Basketball.
We gonna talk some basketball. This is some weak ass dancing. What are we doing?
I don't know what you was doing. I was just doing a little shimmy shake with my eyes closed. I was into it a little bit. It was going too far. So I haven't watched any basketball since you stopped watching basketball.
Look, my team looked ass to me. They looked really ass to me.
They still ass.
And, you know, just I couldn't put my heart into what they was doing. It didn't seem good enough.
Said you was cool.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. See that? That was about to be another one. I was about to hit it again and go, why am I
doing this? I got you. That's
anyway. It hasn't been good. And they lost another one that they won, and they could have got the eighth seed. Like, they could have, you know.
They could have.
Could have.
They didn't, though.
But
so it's cool.
You know, I've been paying attention enough to see that they have something going, but they're still kind of a middling team. They're a little bit better than they were last year.
The Kings suck.
I didn't know they would wheel like that. That really hurt my spirit.
I did. I told you from the start, man. I was like, yo, y'all going to get them hyped up, act like they about to do something, and then niggas going to start selling it out.
They did not.
Bro, and they going to smooth out.
Yeah. That I don't know.
They going to be a 50-50 team.
But my issue, it isn't Sabonis. It ain't Keegan. It ain't Monk. Fox, bro, you're not really him like I thought you was.
Nah, that's not fair.
Not all the time.
That's not fair. Nah. Mm. You know what? What it is, nigga, they paying attention to you now.
And you ain't but he was not. In the playoffs, he was paying attention to him too. And he had a different kind of
it's a whole different spark thing. For it. It's a whole different thing when you playing as a team and you going off and it's like, hey, we need to stop him. Or going into the game, so Fox is the number one.
Stop him
before we get on the court, we know, nigga, where Fox at. We own him. That's the dude.
I can see that being a problem.
That's been the problem. That's the problem for everybody trying to make that next step. Is when they start game planning for you, bro, and they watching film on you now. Before they didn't trip, bro, we was just out here hooping and doing that shit. Now they watching you and seeing your tendencies and shit. They figure you
out. We're stopping this before you get the ball. Period.
That's it.
I guess I thought he was past that last year, but I guess not.
Mm-mm. No, well,
in the playoffs, it seemed like he was past that.
Is his team show? I'm not watching the game, so I'm asking these questions more than dictating what's happening. But is his team showing up? Because it's like they might be doing their part, but is their part just enough for them? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. they do need. It's a collection of we're not good enough yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they can't be. I just don't think they're good enough yet. I see a lot of potential in that
Somebody got to get traded.
Maybe. No, but yes. I think there's potential in that team.
But it's
not the main parts that need to get traded.
It seemed fucked up when you say somebody got to get traded. But that's really like the niggas can be fired moment. Right,
but who are you talking about that can get traded?
I don't know because I'm not watching them, so I can't.
What's his name? The sports clips.
Sports clips.
Those caliber. Okay. Of
I mean, the people that they said they should have traded before. What's it called? But that's what I'm saying is, it's the when you I feel like teams do well, right? And you get to the playoffs or play in whatever you do well, people looking at you. Mm-hmm. You get to that, nigga, we're good enough feeling, right? Mm-hmm. And you like, oh, we gonna run it back with the same niggas, right?
Yeah, that's what that looks like.
Everybody on here ain't with the shit. We was working hard last year, bro. I'm good, nigga. I'm tired. I didn't, like, you see what I'm saying? And it's like, you know that your job is secure. They didn't trade me when my name was in the rumors.
I'm a made guy here now.
I'm good.
Got my new contract.
Who just got a new contract?
Sabonis Barnes?
Oh, I didn't know that. The Sabonis got another one, didn't he?
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? So those things, when that spark is not there, right, and everybody can see it, then we just showing up to work, right? And then when somebody get traded, that's the nigga. So we can be fired. You can, this perfect situation you got, you to put your kids in school. You done did this. You done did that. It's nice. Feel me? No, bruh. You fired, bruh. Out of here. Go to Detroit or something. And it's like, feel me? And then when the new niggas come in that are hungry, it's like, we can be fired. Nigga, let's get it.
With this team in particular, because you guys have a harder time getting stars, it's your bigger stars that if they have that mindset, that's where the team caps.
Mm-hmm.
But at the lower guys, those are the ones you're going to change out more frequently. They'll probably try all the time.
But that's what I'm saying. We need like a Doug Christie. And that's somebody that, like, he wasn't necessarily a journeyman, but it's like, yo, you know, when he was out there, he was going to give it to you. Like,
what's his name? The Eagle? What's his name?
Yeah, the Birdman. We talk about him.
From the Lakers. With the ball head.
Oh, yeah. Caruso.
Caruso. Y'all need a Caruso.
Something like that. Yeah. Because that's the... Nah, bro. Get out here. Do this shit.
All the time.
No, bro. We trying to win. We trying to win. Not like we cool. Everybody comfortable and shit. It's cool to be comfortable, but are you trying to win?
I want
to
win all the time.
If people ain't trying to win, though, then it is what it is. Because remember what KG and them said. There's only 6 teams in the league actually really trying to win
every year.
Right?
I don't think we one of them either. I think they bullshit it. Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of them niggas look the way they look this year.
Hmm.
You know, Draymond doing what he did in the beginning.
Hey, bro, I didn't even watch that clip that Draymond talking to Clay because I knew it was some bullshit. But what did he say? When Draymond asked him, how do you feel about me getting kicked out? I was like,
oh, he said some bullshit.
I was like, this is gonna be some bullshit.
He said the right thing, but it wasn't like he really lit into him and let him know, like, yo, you can't be doing that. It was like, yo, it means a lot when you're not there. You know, we really need you here. Yeah. And it's another teammate that we need around. Gone. That's basically what he said. And it's like, oh, it meant a lot to me to hear that. I'm sorry. You know, bullshit.
Throw the mic at this nigga. Like, bro, don't try to play me, dog. I mean, Clay should have said that. Why you trying to play me, dog? Like, nigga.
I would ask him the question, why do you do stupid shit when it matters? Can't you stop?
No.
I would have asked him that question.
It's just the heat of the game. And
I need you to calm down in the heat of the game.
I don't know. No, I'll just be real passionate. And then.
Hey, whatever. I'm so out on him, bro. Yeah.
I feel like that's if we did a recap of this show, that would be the biggest plot twist.
You being out on Draymond Green.
Huh? For like, it's been years, Doc. You like, I don't fuck with that nigga.
I don't fuck with this nigga, bro. I can't even do it. Nothing in me wants to anymore.
That's
just
crazy.
Listening to him talk.
I've never liked hearing him talk anyway, so
yeah,
I'm cool.
He just seems super fake to me.
Oh, and he and
J.
now?
He and J. Cole with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, he one of them.
That's sad, bro.
Yeah.
It's rough, bro. The real will prevail. Kill that fakeness.
Will the real prevail, though?
Yeah.
Who's
Drake
the real one in the league, though? Who's real in the league? Miami? Them niggas ain't winning shit.
Nuggets. What's it called? Who else?
Are the Nuggets going to win this year?
Yeah.
Because I don't even feel like they hearts is in it this year.
Nah, they ain't got to be. They just better than niggas.
But that's what I mean. Like, it don't seem like they could end up getting beat just because they didn't try hard enough.
Nah, they're going to try hard.
They might. Y'all saying that shit just because they were good last year. Like,
nah, they've been good.
They haven't really shown that they going to beat everybody this year at all.
But they also, I feel like that's not fair to say that they're not as good.
It's not that they aren't as good. They haven't shown it.
Why should they? What's the point of showing
them? I don't know, man. Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Maybe. Bro, they might.
I'm
giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're showing me.
They got two championships or they got
one.
And they went to the finals the year before that?
or was it the year before that or the year before that? I can't remember.
Yeah, okay.
But they bent twice. But they bent twice and got one. Yeah.
Bro, this is their back-to-back year. There's no reason for them to fucking ball out on anybody. Who gives a... Draymond said it before. Who gives a fuck about November, my nigga? Like, if we lose now, we still the number one seed or top three at least. The fuck?
Yeah, they getting in it. They gonna be in the top three.
And we got home court for the most part, nigga. The fuck? Like, I don't have to try right now. Y'all niggas ain't good out here.
They might beat the hell out of the West. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's definitely a we'll see, but
the West don't look that strong.
I'm speaking from a Denver standpoint where it's like, there's no reason for me to come out here and blow you niggas out every
when
day.
You look at, but when you look at the other teams, is there anybody that threatens them for real?
Not really.
No. Like, do you believe in Minnesota or OKC like that?
No. Because Minnesota, you got to depend on Karl Anthony Towns. And Gobert.
No.
I feel like
For a championship.
I feel like Jokic is worth both of them.
Yeah. You know what? Wembanyama really went hard on the Denver game. Did you see that?
I didn't.
You didn't care?
No, not at all.
He was nice. He was really
nice. Of course, because he's an alien. All
right. Well,
like y'all need, like you know what, there. Bro? I'm gonna just say this one last time before we get out of here. Wembanyama is one of them niggas from Space Jam.
Okay? He did that move. He's
one of them niggas from Space Jam.
That nigga did that from like damn near the free throw.
Like I fucking said, he's one of them niggas from Space Jam.
He used to do that shit all the time.
I don't care.
That need to be his move, bro. That need to be his main highlight.
Bro, like, so I don't care what Wembanyama does because, no, nigga, you're not supposed to be on the court with regular size niggas. You're just not.
I'm okay
it's an unfair. Of course you are, because you're okay with everything until you're like, you're right. That shit was right. Trash. So yeah,
I be upset, but bro, I be trying to ride. I be trying to be happy, bro. Don't be mad at me for trying to be happy.
How am I being mad at you for trying to be happy?
Because you want to just stick it to me and just be like, yeah, I tried to tell you.
I tried to tell you
this shit was stupid.
This is
like, look, man, I'm trying to just work with this. What they giving us?
And I'm saying
it's the best we got.
Yeah, nah, bro. We like, and then y'all tried to give me this logo. Like, it was
you didn't like the logo for real. Like, was that really that bad to you?
It's not that it's a bad logo. It's that niggas got bonuses for the simplest shit around. Like, where? How much
extra? Because it was alien, and it didn't look much different than like a regular alien.
Nigga, that shit.
It looked like a basketball.
That
logo,
shit was
though.
Clip art.
My nigga, it's a basketball logo.
Check it. I understand.
So it gotta be somewhat simple.
That shit was
And it art. Was an alien. That and it shit, looked unique to him.
That shit was
So
clip
they
art.
Hit all the notes. That and shit was clip come art. On, bro.
Nope.
It's a basketball logo. It gotta be simple to some degree. You know this. This is the Nike check mark, bro. Come on, bro. Like, fucking Adidas is like 3 slashes. Like this, when you talk about simple, it's simple on all of them, and his is way more intricate than all of them. And it's an alien face, and it don't look like just any alien face.
Yeah, dude.
It looks
like an alien
like
face.
Wimby's
clip
alien face,
art.
But it looks
clip
unique
art.
To him.
Clip,
you will
art.
Notice his
clip
specific
art.
To him. Can you not give me that at least? Can you not say it will not at least look specific to him? When you see that one from here on out, you'll know it's Wimby's signature
Where my
shoe
camera at?
Logo. You'll know the alien logo Wimby sign.
Because this nigga's an
I'm
alien.
I'm trying to find so many ways to say this shit. You'll know the Wimby logo symbol to all time. You're going to know it.
Bruh, who cares?
Why you hating though?
Because I can't.
Come on, bro. Just get a nigga some shine, cuz.
No.
What's wrong with you, man?
Why should I?
Cuz, bro, he deserves some shine. He's nice.
From who?
Do you believe he's DPOY? Because that's another crazy shit that they've been out here saying.
No, because his team sucked.
Even with all his stats of being the most dominant defensive nigga out, even with the clips of niggas running away from him because they don't want to try.
None of that shit matters. Your team don't win, nigga. You not defensive player of the year. Because what did you really defend, my nigga? Like, nigga, you didn't defend
them niggas' losses, right? Them niggas' losses.
You defended the fuck out of them losses, bro. I'm so happy for you.
No, nigga, we're not awarding losers.
That's good,
bro.
Shit on them. Look, losses,
hey,
though.
We need to stop this right now. That shit right. started you're in right. the 90s, right. and we need to end rewarding you're losers. Right. Hey, dog, if your team don't win, you're not eligible for no awards.
You need to step your team up then. You need team, to make sure to step your team up.
If you an MVP candidate, you need to be in the playoffs, my nigga, period.
Period.
I don't give, no, not a play-in, nigga. Top five playoffs, nigga. Fuck that, because we let 10. No, we let 10 niggas in. Are we let 12 niggas in now?
But it's top six.
No, but we let 12 niggas in now. Like, nah, bruh. Because if you ain't got home court, you're not MVP.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. But that'd be the three, though. That's huh? three. That's three.
Okay, then, nigga.
On both sides. Nigga. Yes, that's top six. Did you say this in the beginning?
I said top four.
Let's shut up, Trey.
Still, though. But still. I'm being weird. I'm saying niggas need to be winners to win awards. You can't be on a losing team, but you was the best defensive player. How, my nigga? How?
Because when I was on...
No, nigga. If you were such a great defensive player, the time you on the court, they'd have to fill that gap in and couldn't win. You see what I'm saying? If you was that great of a defensive player, you stopping them niggas from scoring so much that they can't overcome the deficit. You not that good. Nigga, because they still won by 20, nigga. Fucking shit. You're not that good.
And can't overcome the deficit. Like, the results are you're a loser.
We don't reward losers with rewards, nigga. That's not how this goes.
I guess I'm with you, bro. I'm not going to argue with this. You got so much energy behind it. I'm going to just go ahead and
it's
go
not, along nah, with it, bro. It's not. Bro, you just can't, dog. It's one of those things. You just can't. It fucks up the balance of shit.
Because I've been watching a lot of Avatar.
Then you can't fuck up the balance. You not like, bro, the whole, but because it tries to treat people as if, even if you're a loser, you're a winner, and that's not.
That's not the accurate. Truth, but you know what?
That's
I understand
point.
That you gave a strong effort, and that we give A for effort.
No, fuck effort, nigga.
But
win,
look,
no.
That doesn't mean you're a champion.
Effort is
that
not.
Doesn't mean
I say
that
champion,
you're a winner.
I said you got to make the playoffs.
But that doesn't mean you're a winner.
You got to make the playoffs.
But there's a lot of
that
different
means that, hey, your team got to be over 500, my nigga. Your team, like, there's so many bars, nigga. For you that he ain't met, nigga, your team ain't over 500. No, nigga, you didn't make the playoffs. No, nigga,
you're right.
Like, what are we talking about? You was defensive player of what, nigga? The half
rookie of the year. He rookie of the year at least, right?
Maybe.
Give him that. You ain't gonna give him that either.
What Chet do? Because Chet was out here balling too, and they in the playoffs, nigga, and they top three. What are we talking about?
That is shit. Hey. This team was the shit last
no,
year.
No, but see what I'm saying though. You see how Chet meets all my fucking requirements for a winner. Hey, dog.
But his team was the shit without him.
I don't
though.
Give. But he added to him. They top three now.
But
they
top, his nope. team wasn't the shit last year.
Who
was,
cares?
Was
hey,
good.
If he was that dominant, he would have chased him like Shaq did. What?
You're kind of right.
What?
He would have played.
He would have did what Tim Duncan
he
did.
Played more minutes. That's the way. The one thing that I will say with all of this, because people are gonna be like you. Just talking nonsense. If he really was that good and he is that much of an impact player, mm-hmm. play all 48, nigga.
Exactly.
You never off the floor. I don't give a fuck you
hey,
18. Bro.
Or give me 40. Bro, run.
Most of the time. Shit. There's a lot of players who have done it. You can do it. You can try.
You young.
Do most of it, nigga.
Get out. Because if you really that dominant, if the numbers that you was putting up with the little minutes that you had,
AI did it.
You would have went crazy.
Yeah, AI did it. He's six feet tall.
So what are we talking about?
Yeah, so.
So.
I don't want to hear it either. He ain't the best I ever seen.
Nah. Hey, yeah, he ain't put the minutes up. He ain't got the time
in. He ain't got the production, son. Hey, because
I'm not going to, I can't.
Hold up. What's that Cat Williams clip that they keep showing us? Where they talk about, you line them up.
I didn't know you were this comfortable with losers.
No, but when you line them up, they ain't the same as us. Mm-hmm. Whatever that clip is, it's the same shit. They got all the stats. They got everything.
And I mean, to give it, to be fair, yeah, he got ridiculous stats on limited minutes. But if you really that dominant, bro, why ain't they just take the harness off? What they scared of?
He gonna get demolished on some of them plays against some of them other
players. Cause you out there with the B squad. We're not talking about that. Like, come on, dog, get out of here. But you defensive player of the year running against the G League squads, right?
Be a fuck lot out of here. Hey, but it ain't just them though.
They mixed in.
It's definitely mixed in.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, bro, he starting the game. Is he running the full quarter?
Nah.
Yo, you can't start the game and get the tip and then get out in 2 minutes. The fuck is that?
It'd be like four.
What they protecting you again? If you that dominant. If you really him, if you an alien, dog. I've admitted that. I told you what it was gonna look like before he showed up. He jumping from the free throw line every time.
He ain't ready
bro.
Yet. He ain't ready yet. His body can't.
How you get ready?
He ain't ready to hear you. It don't sound like
where Chet at? Where Chet at, bro?
Chet,
hey,
they ain't gonna give it to Chet. It's gonna be
Wimby, but I don't care, dog. Because that's like I said, we don't reward losers, dog. Like. You're as dominant as you are. If you didn't have minutes because your coach was holding you back, then that's his fault that you don't get this. But I don't give a fuck. You as dominant as you are, you should be out there way more. You're not old. We put minute restrictions on Kawhi Leonard. We put minutes restrictions on LeBron James, 20 plus years in the league. This your first one, you 19 years old, and we like, hey, he's so dominant, we got to sit him down.
Why? I'm with you. I agree.
So that's my beefs.
I feel your beefs. I kind of agree with some of them. I think his rookie of the year case at least is probably unmatched. I don't think anybody else can. Really
you can't.
Say anything.
Like I said, you can't deny his stats. He did that. Yeah, he did that, right?
Wimby's nice.
But you also can't tell me he's all of these other things when if he's that dominant and we're here to win games. Right? Our goal is to win basketball games. It's not to get him awards.
I think if he was not playing the center position and instead playing the like power forward, it would be different. He'd be more impactful for winning.
Again, who's making those decisions, bro? Because this positionless basketball. Well,
because he's 7'5", there's nobody who's ever going to play the center position other than him.
Fucking, what's it called? What's his name? Draymond Green was 6'9", nigga. He played center. It don't matter where you play.
And you're right. But my point in saying this is because he's so big and he can shut down so many different players. It's the ones that can back him down and overpower him that get that that edge over him.
The only way you get better at that is doing that shit in real life.
That comes with time. And
what better time than the present?
He's simply too young to be able to handle a body like Jokic. Like, I can't back him down, and I can't take him backing me down. Reality. That's just time and effort that I got to put in to getting to that point.
Ain't no time better than the present.
Other than that, there's so many other skills that Wimby has that, you know, contribute to winning that I can shut other players down. I'm not going to be able to compete with him in that way. You know what I mean? I can't compete muscle for muscle.
Again, I understand, but remember how they did LeBron James when he was a rookie.
James is a different physical specimen, nigga. Called him that.
You're
from
right.
Day one.
You're right, but again, I feel like even if you now don't have it physically, fucking Steph Curry didn't have it physically for like 6 years.
But but he suffered from it too. That's why his stats don't look like they do. He ain't one of the top five in anything.
Check it out though.
Other than his
listen
points.
To what you just said. His stats suffered because he wasn't physically ready.
Yeah.
Wimby stats are through the fucking roof.
He still ain't ready yet.
See, I feel like them is excuses, bro. If he can't do it, he can't do it. But like, cause I don't think he has
to play a position he's not completely ready
for. His body's never gonna be ready, bro.
He might not fill out.
Manute Bol never filled out.
But he only 18, 19. He might fill out.
And he been playing with adults, nigga, for like 5 years.
But he 19.
Over in Europe.
He 19.
Hell nah. You
19,
what?
Bro.
The same size I am now.
God damn, nigga.
shits. No wonder.
This is why you don't give niggas a chance. It's like, nigga, you should be there already. It's like, nah, bro, they small still. Niggas don't get big until they after 25, bro. That's when the size put on. Actually, you know who's a good start, like reality wonders? What's his name? JT from Celtics. This year, he just started looking like a nigga that work out all the time. And he always been fit, but he ain't put on size until now. Same with, what's his name? Giannis. It took years before he got that big. And he was probably on steroids. And he still took until it was about 25. Until he got some real size to look like that nigga. Like, you gotta give these niggas time, bro.
No. I do not. Mainly because you're gonna force this dude down my throat for the next decade if everything hold up.
True.
So I'm not here to see you babying this nigga's career from the start to make sure that in the times that you want him to be that dude, he go, nah, bro, if he him, do it like
put you him
do
out there from the jump,
like you
son.
Do, bro, like you did with Steph Curry, like he wasn't shit, like you did with LeBron James, like nigga, he ain't gonna be able to handle it. Like y'all threw them niggas out there to the wolves as pups, nigga. Here,
nah, they babying him. Like we gotta make sure he.
Y'all gave him pop. We made sure we gave him
bruh, pop. Bruh, Pop didn't do that with fucking Tim Duncan.
We made sure we gave him pop, though.
But this is what...
That's all I'm saying. We made sure he went somewhere we knew he was going to be.
These are all the problems that I have. You made all them excuses for Wimby, and we saw what they did to James Wiseman.
Oh, that's real.
Like, come on. Like, bruh, I'm not here for this.
That's so real.
Did you see his couple games where he was doing some nice niggas. Was like, oh shit, James Wise was nice again. It's like, no, he's not.
He's always the same guy. He's done that. He know how to do that. That's his game.
That's bro. All he got, bro. He just needs someone to teach him more. They ain't got the time for that. We ain't got time for that. You ain't learned some shit yet.
But that's what I'm saying is all of these for this one dude. Granted, he an alien. He might really be an alien in real life. But him compared to all of the other people before him that y'all just threw to the wolves is sink or swim, see what they can do. And then when you have somebody like him who actually, when they step out on the court, is that dominant just because. Just dominating every minute they on the court. Cool. Let's make sure we put him in our pocket. And only pull him out when we need him. So we don't want him to dominate too much because it's LeBron's last years and stuff, right? So we're just going to put him away. And then as the Lakers and the Warriors fade out, then we'll ratchet his minutes up so we can get the more TV dollars. Nigga, fuck out of my face with that. If you try, be honest with me and tell me that's what you're doing.
I mean, yeah.
Because there's no actual purpose for you to not play this boy. More
did you know his wingspan was 8 feet?
I did. I seen the nigga stretched out on the floor like 9 lockers. That shit crazy. I seen it.
That shit crazy.
All of these things. But nah, bro. But he rookie of the year. He defensive player of the year. You ain't even letting the boy play. What we doing? It's only on against the B squad. This is when they get the subs in. Is when
it be half the time.
Do we be in there at the crunch time?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have too many crunch
gotta
times.
Get some, he gotta get some breaths, bro. That's what it really is. They don't keep him in all the time, I think, because of his wind ain't there yet.
That's fair.
Yes, you know. Gotta work on that.
All them excuses, bro. They just be piling up.
You gotta go work
on
that.
Hey, shout out to Arizona. Hard. Iced tea.
Can we wrap up?
We were. That's why I did the ad break.
This said the Arizona iced tea.
Oh, and then this one. What is this shit called? This is plants Pop. Over pills, bruh.
Plants over pills. That is such a great motto.
Yep.
Plants over pills.
Shout out
guys.
To them too. Oh, and Green Works for the OG.
But plants over pills, though. Just so you know. Hey, always and forever.
I'm El Uno.
Always and forever.
That's Trey Beauty Wonder. This has been a Straight Dope Show. I hope you watch Soul Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. And we will catch you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.